The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio, as we are closing out a very informative hour with our wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, you've given me so much to think about. And, you know, as we've been talking about healing, it's such an important process for families to deal with. And, you know, I think about our conversations about communication and about coming together and about advocacy and all of those things. It really shows me so much of what you do and why it's so important. So I first, before we even start this final segment, I want to say thank you and tell our listeners, you know, there is no conflict in the world that is worth coming apart at the seams about with your family.
No,
I speak about this from my own personal experience. It's probably a deep wound within myself that I have yet to be able to heal, and still working on it because it went that to that extreme. So, you know, had we had somebody like Daphne, we wouldn't be in this situation. And so I want to encourage each and every one of you, if you have a loved one, please give Daphne a call. It costs you nothing to deal with her, and yet she will help you in numerous ways. So with that, in finishing the hour, I just want to say thank you to you.
Well, you're so welcome, and thank you for those kind words, and it's so true. Just let us come into your life. This can be an easier process than you can imagine if you allow somebody to walk with you. Buying mistakes are hard to get around. Shoulda, coulda, wouldas are hard to let go. And so be informed and have the courage to make a phone call that says, here's my story. What do you think we should do? How could you best help us? Can you help us at all? I frequently say that we are an information post. And so if I can't help you, I have resources over the 21 years of doing this job to be able to get you to other people who can help you. But it doesn't have to be done alone. And if there ever was a time to ask for added support to keep families together, it is in the time of, of big changes for your family dynamic. One of the things that I want to really drive home is no matter what happens in the course of the process of making big decisions within a family, no matter what area they're in, I encourage everyone to remember everything can be forgiven, not forgotten, but everything can be forgiven, and everything can move to keeping a solid family. And what that solid family looks like is different for every family. I mean, some we have it the true, you know, Jimmy Stewart movie, and we're, you know, around the Christmas tree all together. Some it's once a year at a family reunion. Some it's a phone call. Some it's a birthday card, you know, annually. Whatever it is in the connection, it's still a connection. And there isn't any shoulds. You know, we should be doing this, but what's right for your family?
Right.
And to accomplish that, let me just say that I believe in every family, all people involved always want what's best for mom and dad. In this particular arena, I have never had a sibling, an aunt, an uncle, a shirt-tail cousin ever not want to say their 2 cents worth because they wanted to make life miserable for Aunt Betty. No,
no,
they wanted it to be good. And they felt that their perspective, opinions, and thoughts were important. So if everyone puts that as the first thing, that whoever's speaking, it's not from a place of meanness or some kind of resentment or revengeful behavior. People want the best for each other.
They do.
Keep that in mind as you're hearing someone speak. Put the positive spin on it rather than the negative.
It's just like I went to a workshop on conflict resolution once, and the first rule in conflict resolution is never question someone's intent.
That's right.
And that, I think, happens a lot in families. They always think that there's, you know, because there's a dynamic happening in the background, that the intention is somehow, you know, malevolent or manipulative or has its own spin on it. And a lot of times what you're saying is, if you don't question that intent and learn to just, you have two ears and one mouth, so think about, listen twice as much as you do speaking. Yeah. That can go a long way.
Yeah, it is putting the best spin on things. The other dynamic that comes through, and because we are dealing mostly with coming to the end of life, mm-hmm. we're not starting with a newborn baby and everything's going on, but we're coming to the end of someone's life eventually. Sometimes there can be historical things that are going on, of relationships that have had a serious bump in it. Yep. Some real hurtful things that have been said. This is the time also to have the courage to bring up things that are still kind of stewing in you.
Right.
And this is a little bit on the spiritual side, but it's not so much for the healing of the other person, but for you.
Right.
Let yourself heal. Let resentments or the energy that you're putting into some bygone happening be put to rest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You won't forget it, but it can lose its power. And during this time, many times when someone is at death's door, mm-hmm. when their body is giving out, mm-hmm. the very number one thing that has to happen for lots and lots and lots of people is the mending of some relationship, mm-hmm. saying some kind of words. And so let this healing process, after you've gone through the tumultuous decision of, yes, mom and dad mm-hmm. need to make a change. What is the change going to be? You've mm-hmm. decided on it. You've done it. Now your shoulders all can come down mm-hmm. a little bit, relax, breathe, have that mm-hmm. situation, I don't want to call it crisis, but situation be taken care of. And now look at your relationships within the family. True. And let them be good.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of a workshop that I did, another Chatham workshop on forgiveness. And forgiveness doesn't matter if the person has apologized to you or not. Mm-hmm. What is important is that you work on forgiveness, because you don't need to hang on to that energy. And that's one right. of the exercises that we're taught is that, you close your eyes and you say, I see you, I release you mm-hmm. in the name of love. Mm-hmm. And that have that, openly do that exercise within yourself, because learning to forgive is a huge piece of this. Whether it doesn't matter that person has not apologized. And that's the thing, because there are hurtful things that happen in families. But if you decide to forgive and to release the energy, then that energy is not happening between the two of you. Even though they might have their issues, that's okay. They have their issues. You've done your personal work. And I think that goes on with your parent, because a lot of times our parents don't see that, the harm they have done to you or the hurt that they've caused in your life. They did the best they could with the resources that they had. And no parent is perfect, but it's like it's the point of having that ability to let go and to allow that process to happen in your own life, I think is really where the healing happens.
Absolutely. The other piece of that is to let the other people in that circle of forgiveness and healing do it the way they need to do it. And so Absolutely. Let's just think about our elders. We may have 80, 90, 100 year old people here, and this is a generalization, and mm-hmm. Forgive me for the generalization, but sometimes it can be a little more stoic, mm-hmm. less
Very
emotional,
much so.
Not saying all the words that we say today in 2021.
They don't want to talk about difficult things. They're going to shove it under the rug. They're not going to mention it.
Let that be, but know in their heart that they've heard whatever your words are. Mm-hmm. And the words that most people need to hear are, I love you.
Absolutely.
Just plain and simple. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Words of gratitude, mm-hmm. words of endearment that are sincere, mm-hmm. but to really in your own, you are only responsible mm-hmm. for your actions and words. Mm-hmm. Whatever anybody else does with them is their business, mm-hmm. but you be responsible for yourself mm-hmm. And if it's a value in your family, even the smallest of value, to have a family structure of any sort, make it your litmus of, is this supporting our family structure? Is this for, supporting our being able to get together? Is this, and I, sometimes a litmus can be, would mom or dad want us to do this?
Yeah.
You know, would this make mom smile? It would. Is it something I want to do? Not really, but it's something that my sibling really values. Therefore our relationship is stronger. It takes energy to have the passing of generations. I know in my own family, the passing of generations is front and center for us. All of my grandparents have passed away, and I come from a big family. My mom has 9 siblings in their family. My dad had 5. And there's a passing that's happening. And us cousins, there's a multitude of us cousins,
I can
are recognizing,
imagine,
how do we hang on to that? So in that, as siblings who have maybe had some hard words or differing opinions, remember that you're not the end.
No.
This is a family tradition, passing of generations.
And it's a passing of the torch to the next generation. You're part of a process. And I think the other thing that you really hit on, and I think it's amazing, is it reminds me of an exercise just to have a conversation about thank you to a parent or to a sibling, and find things that you can be grateful for that relationship, because that helps people come together. When you talk about, when you said, I love you, but the other piece is, you know what? I really want to thank you for teaching me how to do this. Or I want to thank you for encouraging me to take these steps in my life. Or you made a big impact on my life in this way. And let people know that they matter. And I think that's the key to finding that bridge that where people can come together.
Yes, it is. I know I start my day with trying to come up with 2 or 3 things that I'm grateful for that day. And I'll share with mine what today was. And it's hard. Sometimes I feel really trite in coming up with something that's grateful. But today it was, thank you for Valley Village for turning my stuff into someone else's treasures.
I love that. I love
that. It can be something, you know, even like that. But I think in changing your perspective of love and gratefulness can go a long way.
Well, I want to thank you for being such a loving presence in not only my life, but in the lives of so many families here in the Pacific Northwest. And so, Daphne, how do we reach you?
855-734-1500 is a direct line. Mm-hmm. And then also you can reach us at pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
And I want to thank each and every one of you for hanging in there with Daphne and I. And most importantly, I'm going to say that Daphne and I are very thankful for our listeners and all of the people that are with us this hour. Think about your family. Think about healing. What can you do to be thankful for, not only today, but also how can you build that bridge to people that you may need to forgive and to let go of the hurt that is binding you in your life. So until next week, everyone, be good to each other.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.